and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned in again. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 5, verse number 1, where the scripture says, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him," that is Jesus, "to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were going out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship." So our brethren Peter and Andrew, James and John, they're headquartered out of Capernaum. They're fishermen. And this is their two of them. I think Peter and Andrew are of Bethsaida. John John and James are of Capernaum. I think these towns are very near one another. And so where the Lord goes down, it seems to be in the morning. They've been out, we're going to find out in the scripture that they've been out fishing all night, and they're doing that mending work and fixing up work and everything, getting ready for the next night, so they'll be able to go again when it's time. The Lord Jesus comes along and he says, "Hey, Peter, take your boat and just put it out a little bit from the water that I might stand in that boat or sit in that boat and teach the people." And so the people are there and they're assembled. They're there on the bank and Peter does so. Now, when he had left speaking, so there's some time here that he preaches and he teaches, and he sits down in the boat. It tells us in verse 3, he teaches the people out of the ship. Now it comes time that he's going to teach, these fishermen something. Okay. And that's the way it is with our Lord. He's dealing with everybody. He's dealing with many at the same time. I'm just amazed at the way that the Lord works. And that's the way he works. He deals with many. And in one situation, one setting that seems just the same to you and me, he can be dealing with many, many people. Now, when he had left speaking, verse number 4, he said unto Simon, "Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." So he says, "Peter, let's go fishing. Go out there in the deep water and let down your nets." And Simon answering said unto him, "Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing." So Peter he knows fish. He's been fishing all of his life. He says, "Lord, we've been out all night," and they've been in mending. You know, it says here that they saw these fishermen, they're washing and mending their nets. And they said, "We've toiled all the night. We're getting ready for tomorrow, tonight. You know, they'll go out again tonight, most likely." And he says, "We've taken nothing. There's nothing out there right now, especially in the daytime. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." So he says, "But because you say so." See, Peter and Andrew have met the Lord there when he was with John the Baptist down there around Jordan, east of Jerusalem. They've met the Lord Jesus Christ. They've spent some time with him. They know him. And they've gone back home from that time of no doubt maybe the Passover or the time that the men of Israel were to present themselves before the Lord there in Jerusalem at the temple. And so they've met him, but now they're seeing him again. He's come up there where they live now. They're not away from home. They're up there where they live in Galilee and Capernaum and Bethsaida and that. And Peter says, "We've been all night, but because of your word, I'll do it." Master, he calls him. And listen to that. Remember that, Master, Rabbi. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came with one net let down, filled both the ships so that they began to sink. Both ships are about out of Freeboard. They are so loaded with fish, they've never taken a catch like this ever. The net is about to break apart. They call unto James and John or others there that are in their company, and they said, get on over here. We got more fish than we can handle in this boat. They load up both boats that both of them are about to sink. Verse 8, when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. No doubt Peter and Andrew, James and John had been hearing about the miracles of the Lord, the power of the Lord. They're in Capernaum. They're amongst the people that came to that bank that morning to listen to our Lord teach. They had heard about what he had done. And now he had done a thing that was just remarkable and amazing and impossible before this man. This man knows where the fish are. This man knows you don't catch fish like this during the day. This man knows he's never caught fish like this ever. He goes from calling our Lord master or teacher, rabbi, to calling him Lord. He says, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. And you know what? He does so from his knees, being down at Jesus' knees. You know, that's a great place to be, is at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. To be bowed down before our Lord Jesus Christ. To worship our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Peter's doing, is he's worshiping the Lord. He calls him Lord. It says here that he said these things in verse number 8, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken. They'd taken a draw of fishes that they had never seen before in their life. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. They saw it too, and Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from now on, from henceforth, thou shalt catch men. Son, you're going into a different business. Who indicates about the course of life like that? Son, you're going to not be catching fish anymore. You're going to be catching men. As it gives other account in the Gospels, the Lord Jesus Christ says, follow me. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Son, you're going to be using a different net from now on. I'm going to teach you about that net. Son, you're going to be looking to catch a different kind of catch. You're going to be fishing with the net of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And with that gospel net, you're going to be catching men. You know what? It's not going to be dependent on you. It's going to be dependent on me. But you know what? I'm going to have you do it. Fear not. Don't be afraid. I can take care of this. Do you wonder about those that were left and that big draw of fishes? I mean, they just left them there, as we're going to see in the coming verses. What a payday they made at market that day. Wonder if they were able to even, the servants and Zebedee, James and John's daddy, and whoever was there that Peter and Andrew were left from their vessel and, you know, their group. Wonder if they were able to get it all to market that day. Oh, what a catch that they met, that the Lord Jesus Christ brought them. Oh, what a price, no doubt. Quality fish. Fear not, boys. From henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. And you know what? That's what the Lord Jesus Christ expects, is the forsaking of all and the following of him. Jesus is not looking for halfway. Jesus is not looking for half a life. Jesus only wants it all. But the thing is the Lord Jesus Christ saves all. And that's what he wants. Are you saved? Do you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Are you giving Him your all? Have you forsaken all for the Lord? And understand, the Lord doesn't call us to be monks and hum away our lives in a cave somewhere in a mountain. But our Lord calls us to live for Him, to live holy before Him as a good witness of Him, to walk before Him, obeying Him and His commandments and His good word, and being a witness of our Lord to a lost and dying world. Are you saved? Are you serving and worshiping your Lord? They're two different things. And you know what? It's only really in the Lord's church, His New Testament Baptist Church, that one can serve Him and worship Him in public worship. We can worship our Lord privately, indeed. We can and we should. And to an extent, we can serve our Lord by being a witness of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to sinners. But the Lord has built His church, and that's where He expects His children to be a part of, to have that support, have that work of the Comforter there that's in the midst of His churches, to teach, to learn, and to fulfill the great commission that He's given us to fulfill. Have you forsaken all? Have you forsook all? Have you followed Him, following our Lord? How is it that we follow our Lord? How does one really follow our Lord? You know what? If you've got wicked and sinful things in your life, well, your life will look different if you follow the Lord. You repent, you believe, the Lord saves you, you change things in your life. Your life will look different, but from the standpoint of the staple of life, of work and raising a family, having a wife, having a husband, having children, you know, that the work and the day-to-day things of life might not change a lot. But how about this world and how it comes in? Will we stand against the things of the world, or will we be bringing the things of the world in? What does our Lord say? It says here, when they brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed Him. Child of God, are you following Him? Sinner, without Christ, you cannot follow Him. You cannot follow Him in the shape that you're in because you don't want Him naturally. But you know what? You can be forgiven. You can be washed. You can be cleaned. You can have forgiveness of your sins and have granted to you everlasting life. And by the salvation and power of our Lord, you can forsake all and you can follow Him. A change of priority, a change of heart towards your sin, a change of heart and understanding towards our Lord. We implore you, we beg you, repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Him and His death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul. Let's see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.